This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Those of you that listen to Cross Hope with any regularity know that I use stories quite a bit in my messages, and I don't apologize for using stories. Stories connect with people in a way that nothing else does. Today, I tell you how a story impacted a person in a powerful way, and I had no idea when I was telling the story of the impact I was having on a man who was listening. This is part four of the message entitled Jesus is Certain on our series that comes from the book of Hebrews, the ninth chapter this week, verses 24 through the end of the chapter. God bless you as you listen to this story about a story as we continue. I want to tell you as I close a story about a story. It's a story that I've told at Crossview. I've told it everywhere I've been. It's a powerful story, but the story that I want to tell you is about the story. The story I told you is about Tom Henan, who was an astronaut with the NASA shuttle program. He was from Columbus, Ohio. And Tom was on one of the shuttle missions. I heard him speak. And he told about how the night before the launch in Florida, NASA officials came to each of the astronauts' cabins and handed them each a stack of paper and pens and said, "We want you to take this paper and we want you to write letters to your families just in case." Just in case what? The worst happens, like happened to the Challenger when it exploded on takeoff. And so it was very sobering. Tom Henan said to take that paper, go back to the desk in his little cabin right there on the beach, and he said he looked out the window and he could see the space shuttle all lit up with all those bright lights getting ready for the launch the next morning. So Tom took out a pen and he wrote a letter to his wife, just in case. And he wrote a letter to his son and daughter. He wrote a letter to his parents. He wrote a letter to his brothers and sisters, individually. Put them in the manila envelope that NASA gave him. They came to the door later, took them and locked them in a safe in case the worst happened, so those letters could be given to family members in the event of their death. Now, that's the story you've heard me tell. Most of you have heard me tell that. I told that a few years ago in San Diego, California. A minister asked me to speak there, and I'm telling the story, not thinking a thing about it, and telling, you know, how we need to realize how important those things are to the letters we write with our lives and so forth. When the service was over, I'm standing at the door shaking hands with people, and a young man in his 30s, tears were just flowing. And he said, "I can't believe you told that story today." And I thought I did something wrong, and I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I just did that this week. I just found out I've got 4 months to live. 4 months. And so this week, I was writing a letter to my children who can't even read, but who will read someday. And I wrote a letter to each one of them. I wrote a letter to my wife, and I wrote a letter to my parents, and I wrote letters to my brothers and sisters. And I did the very thing you talked about in the message just 10 minutes ago." He said, "You don't know how that gripped my heart to know that you talked about it, since that's exactly what I did." I want to share this with you in closing. Every person in this room is writing a letter. You're writing a letter with the way you treat your wife. You're writing a letter by the way you treat your husband. You are writing a letter by the way you relate to your children. You're writing a letter by the way you relate to your parents. You write a letter with everything you say. You write a letter with everything you do. And here's my question. What does your letter say? What are people going to remember about interacting with you? What are they going to remember about your life? Well, we'll wrap up this message from Hebrews 4 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.